Laura wanted to be a triathlete. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Combi. So let's ramble about Laura. So Laura wanted to be a triathlete. The name of this sport, I think, is triathlon. Am I right? Triathlene or athlon? Triathlon, you know. I heard it somewhere. I don't know exactly. So pardon me, listeners. So anyway, so Laura wanted to be a superstar triathlete. Very good, Laura. Congratulations to you. In fact, she wanted to be the number one triathlete in the world. And that's amazing. You know why? Because I wanted to be an astronaut when I was a kid. And I became the best bullshitter in the world, number one. So Laura, you know, we are doing a good job. You're doing a pretty amazing job to become a superstar triathlete, and I'm doing a great job of becoming, piss of shit, bullshitter, content creator. I just don't know why Hossein Nasir is paying me for this yet. So anyway, she wanted to win the Ironman race in Hawaii. Very nice. Hawaii is very, very good. I've never been there, but I heard somewhere. I watched the pictures, and I've seen the pictures, and I'd like to go there, but I don't think I'll be able to go there because it's gonna be super expensive for an Iranian, of course. So well, this is by the way in the text, all right? I'm seeing it. Well, the Ironman race is a swim that is 2.5 miles. Holy moly, I can't even swim. I don't get it, man. You know, when I talk to people from other part of the country, they tell me that, hey, you're from Russia, you can swim. They think that we have the ocean beside our apartment. Come on, man. You know, I'm in Rasht, all right? Being in Rasht doesn't give you the ability to swim. Where should I swim, you know? On a concrete floor or something? Come on. Alright, so I just can't swim at all. I don't know how to swim. And definitely if you give me a pool and just like go there, I definitely I will drown. So anyway, so 2.5 miles swimming, 12 miles cycling. I love cycling. And 26.4 miles running. Holy shit. Do people do this thing? Holy moly, they're amazing, to be honest. The people who do this, I really, really take my hat off for them. I have to be honest, because today, exactly today, I went to a park and I just decided to run. And I was like, yeah, I love to run, man. I can do it. I can just easily go for three, I can go around a park three times, it's going to be awesome. So I just started. After 10 seconds, I was like, come on, please help me. I have a heart attack. So I was like that. So these guys are doing this thing, which I have no idea how much, what is the measurement for miles? You know, how exactly can we convert miles to kilometer? But let's say wow, because we think we know everything. You know, these days people talk like, you know, they know everything. So anyway, but she had a problem. She had a couple of friends, shitty friends, lazy losers, and a couple of shitty coworkers. Why? Because the coworkers complained constantly and they were lazy. Come on, man. You know, life is tough, all right? And they stole from the company, which is fine, man. You know, if you can steal from the company, you have the ability to just do crazy things, man. You know, I'm not going to teach my children to steal from the company. To be honest, I'm not going to do it. But I will tell them that there is going to be some possibility for you to make more money. So you have to be smart. You know, I'm not going to tell them directly, but hey. All right, I'm not telling them completely to steal, but all right, I'm telling them to see the potentials. And sometimes, you know, come on. All right, even Robin Hood was a thief. But he was a good guy. Maybe my son is going to steal and give it to some poor people, which is going to make me proud. I don't know about you,
But I'm going to be proud for my Robin Hood son, all right? Anyway, so, and she hated her co-workers. Come on, Laura. Don't be an asshole. Maybe they had some problem, all right? And her friends slept all day and watched TV and ate French fries. I'm not going to, you know, blame them. Eating French fries is one of the best thing that anyone can do, all right? And plus, they don't want to be a triathlete or whatever. French fries, man. I'm going to kill people for French fries. Plus, damn it, potato is super expensive. 4,000 for 1 kilogram. 1 kilogram is about six potato. I'm talking about large potatoes, of course. So I just don't get it, man. You know, six potatoes and 4,000 tomen. And for us, it's almost impossible to have a lot of French fries. Do you get me? Huh? All right, anyway. 20 pounds of French fries. They're my hero. Anyway. So Laura said, I want new peer group. Come on. I just hate these kind of people. They only think about themselves. All right, the selfish people. So she got a new job. No one gives a damn. You don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. And she found a new peer group. She just hang around with some, you know, bunch of gym rats. And she became a very good triathlete, which again, no one cares. And the story ended here. She won the race anyway. So guys, thank you so much for listening to me. I don't want to talk more than this. Thank you so much again. And have a good night. See ya.